Good morning. Welcome to worship today, both those here in person and those joining us live streaming. It is wonderful to be with you today, have this opportunity to worship. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. A couple of announcements before we begin our worship. For our schedule today, following worship, there will be coffee hour via Zoom. So please do look for the Zoom link in your e-blast from Friday to join in the coffee hour time for some discussion. Unfortunately, with Zoom, you do have to bring your own coffee. After that, at 11 o'clock, we will have confirmation class for 7th and 8th grade students. The alternate time is this coming Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. by Zoom for 7th and 8th grade confirmation students. And Sunday school will be at 11:15 via Zoom. So it is a busy day on Zoom here. Later today, we have our outdoor worship at 5 o'clock, just outside here. It is a communion service, lasts about 20, 25 minutes. Please do join us. This is our last one as it's getting a bit colder, so we will take the winter off from that. Thanksgiving bags for Bridge of Peace are available. They are here in the narthex, and you can drive by between 10:15 and noon today to pick one up. So please do come by and get one. And I believe that is all the announcements we have for today. And so let us now prepare our hearts for worship. Turning to the waters of our baptism, we confess our sin. I invite you to stand as you are able. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors or families or friends as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us. Free us from the urge to speak with haste, offending those we fail to truly understand. Let our words always honor your wondrous love, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
us pray. Sovereign God, raise your throne in our hearts. Created by you, let us live in your image. Created for you, let us act for your glory. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated. It is now time for the children. The Lord be with you. That is how we've learned that we greet one another in the church. Now, I have a question for you today. Have you ever been really, really mad at somebody? Think about who do you get really, really mad at? I bet you're thinking of maybe a brother or a sister, maybe your parents, maybe a good friend. The people we get really mad at are usually the people that we also really love. So we get mad at them sometimes, but then we have other times where we go and we say, I love you. Or we show how much we care about them in other ways. Because we get mad at the people we love. Well, the church is kind of like a family too. We care about each other and we are together for important things. But that also means sometimes we get mad at each other. It happens in the church. So one of the things we do every week in the church is greet each other. In the Bible, it tells us to greet one another with the kiss of peace. Now, a kiss is something that's only for people you're very close to. We don't kiss one another in church, but we do greet one another with a word of peace. It's not just a hello, hi, how you doing, the way we would talk to one of our neighbors. It's the way that we say we love you, and even if we are upset with one another, we still love each other, because that's something special about the church. And the way we do that is we say, the peace of the Lord be with you. And then we respond, and also with you. It's a way in church that we say, I still care about you. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we might disagree, but we still love each other. So when we say that in church, that's what we're saying. And so usually if it's something where you particularly say it to people if you've had a disagreement with, but also we just say it to everyone to remind each other how much we love each other. So let's try that one out. The peace of the Lord be with you, and also with you. So you can try that when you say your prayers this week. You can say it to your family, the peace of the Lord be with you. Thank you so much.
First reading is from Isaiah, chapter 45. Here the prophet announces that Cyrus, the Persian emperor, is the one that the Lord has anointed to end Israel's exile. The Lord makes this choice so that the whole world will recognize the Lord of Israel as the one true God. The reading, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob, Israel my chosen, I call you by your name, I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light, and I create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations, and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due the holy name. Bring offerings and enter the courts of the Lord.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord all the earth.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter. Most likely this letter is the first written by Paul. Paul gives pastoral encouragement and reassurances to new Christians living in an antagonistic environment. Their commitment of faith, love, and hope makes them a model for other Christian communities. The reading. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before God, before our God and Father, your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord had sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite the congregation to be seated. Have you ever gotten one of those letters from a magazine that wants you to subscribe, saying that you have been specially chosen for a great deal? You have been chosen. What a wondrous phrase to hear. You have been seen and noticed and cared about. Someone sees your value and picks you. They send those letters because it works. Deep down, we all want to feel seen and known and recognized, to be chosen for that. For the most part, we recognize that this is advertising. They want part of our money. Still, that message of being chosen is so welcome, so powerful to hear, especially when times are tough. It can be a bit of a pickup to our ego to hear it. Perhaps in the church, we don't say it as much as we should. God has chosen you. Did you know that? This is a central piece of our story as Christians, yet too often we forget to say it. God has seen you, noticed you, cared about you, has called and chosen you for a life of joy. We forget to tell that part of the story because we get so caught up in all sorts of other details and pieces. We forget the message, you are chosen for a life of joy. God is working in your life to bring joy. Now, the reality is joy can seem elusive these days. Our heads are filled with the challenges of isolation, of impossible demands, of the struggles of job losses, of social struggles around us. That is all real, and it weighs on our lives. Where is the joy? Through all of this, though, the Holy Spirit is calling us to a life filled with joy. One of the challenges, I think, in seeing that is that too often we misunderstand what joy looks like, what it is. Too often we look for joy in being entertained in feeling happy, in comfort, in having things the way we want them to be. Now, being entertained, comfortable, happy, those are certainly good things, but they are different from the Christian understanding of the depths of joy. In our reading from 1 Thessalonians today, Paul shows us what joy is. He's writing to people who are Gentile converts. They came from some religion that included some form of idol worship before they became Christian. And in some way, having become Christian, it leads to them being persecuted. They have struggled. The exact details are not essential, not completely clear, but what is clear is that becoming followers of Christ was not an easy path for them. Their lives were made more difficult by following Jesus. That's the way of following Christ. They faced real opposition, which brought with it isolation and discomfort. Yet the Holy Spirit gave them joy in the midst of that, joy in receiving Christ. In verse 6, it tells us, "For in spite of persecution, you receive the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit." How does this happen? How does someone be persecuted and find in that joy? How does the Holy Spirit work in us? I would say it's because when God chooses us completely. Idols are things that demand part of you. They demand a sacrifice. They demand that you give up part of yourself. They demand part of who you are. Not the whole thing, but part to be given up. It might be part of your time, part of our food, part of our money. In the time of 1 Thessalonians, it may well have been a sacrifice of food that's being talked about, of giving some of their best possessions, their choicest meats, their highly prized things to the idol. But it was a giving up, a sacrificing. In our day, that sacrificing might be that advertiser saying that we are chosen so that they can get that little bit of our money. God does not choose part of us, though. God chooses our whole being. When God enters our life, we are claimed entirely. Our struggles, our good days, our best self, the things we prefer to hide, all of it. Our old self is put to death in our baptism so that a new self can rise again in Christ. 100%. In Romans, Paul talks about our baptism as dying to the old life so that we may be raised to new life in Christ. In other words, God does not demand a sacrifice of part of who we are and part of what we value. God chooses us to belong to Christ 100%, all. Now, that's not an easy process. That means we must give up on our control, on our quest for comfort and happiness, and give ourselves over to the Holy Spirit. And yet it's in that belonging that the Holy Spirit brings us joy. In giving ourselves to Christ, the Holy Spirit brings us to a place of joy. If we look again at our reading, Paul recognizes their joy as giving themselves up to Christ. It's seen in their imitating Christ in service to others, in caring for those around them, in giving their hearts to Christ and to one another. It is in this full giving that their joy is found. When it is given so fully, it not only transforms the struggles of their lives into joy, it transforms other people around them. People all over the region, their province, other provinces, whoever has heard of them, have heard about their joyful service of these disciples and are moved to deeper faith by it, even us today. And so too, our joy is then found in giving ourselves to Christ. It's found in serving others. When the Holy Spirit moves us into service to the church, in care for others in the world, our lives become filled with joy. This is not a sacrifice of part of ourselves. It's serving with our whole selves through the Holy Spirit. And that whole self-giving brings joy and brings meaning into our lives. Joy is found in the life of serving. And so when a community becomes filled with that joy, it becomes known to others. It inspires and transforms its own members, and by that it inspires and transforms the community around it, other congregations around it. It brings a message of faithfulness, of power. There is no shortage of stories of amazing service here at St. Matthew. In a few moments, we will be installing the council members and officers of the congregation for this year. We will recognize that the Holy Spirit has chosen them to joyfully serve others through leading this congregation's decision-making in the coming year. We celebrate that God has moved them to be imitators of Christ, to inspire the whole congregation. And that's just one of the stories here that I've come across. There's a new group of Stephen ministers in training, people chosen and moved by the Holy Spirit to compassionately care for the struggles of others, so that all may be moved through the struggles to see the calling of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Caring for others brings joy into your own life. There are so many others who share their care, serving on committees, teaching Sunday school, serving with the Thanksgiving bags, those who inspire others through their devotion to Christ despite difficulties. The Holy Spirit is at work in this congregation. And there are still plenty of other ways to serve, to be moved by God's call to give ourselves in joy. There's an open position on council. There's always a need for more Stephen ministers, especially men. Soon we will be talking about financial giving decisions. Those are also ways that we share our joy in the coming year. These are examples of the way that we are called by God so that we can serve with our whole lives in ways that bring meaning and joy into our lives, not just part of us, but wholly. Giving ourselves fully to the Holy Spirit is the path of deep joy in life. When God calls us to live a life of joy, it is not about sacrificing a bit of who we are. It's giving ourselves fully so that the Holy Spirit can bring meaning through that service. That's not always easy or comfortable, but it is a life of joy. May our lives be filled with this joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Springtime's rain, grace follows sorrow, and grief and joy.
dwell with us in our earthly home.
We now come to the time where we will be installing the council and officers of this congregation. Those council members and officers who are present in person, I invite to stand in their places. I invite those who join us by streaming to also participate. The following people have been elected by the congregation to positions of leadership among us. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share the mission of God. We rejoice now that these brothers and sisters will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation.
Evangelism, Charlie Lang, property, John Turpak, property, Denise Cole, social ministry, Jack Horton, stewardship, Chris Castle, worship, Jillian Schwartz, youth representative.
You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one, together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, learning, witness, service, and support, so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, and in this community, indeed in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace and mutual understanding in this congregation. I ask you, are you ready to accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us. I ask the congregation, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized?
We will, and we ask God to help us.
I now declare you as installed officers and council members of this congregation. May God bless and guide you. Amen. Amen. I invite the whole congregation to rise for our time of prayer. With confidence in God's grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of those in need. We pray for those convalescing, homebound, all affected by isolation. For our first responders, military members, and their families. Doctors, nurses, medical technicians seeking a cure, all essential workers. Those working tirelessly, serving their neighbors and keeping us safe. Today, we particularly lift up in prayer Maria Kitashima, Kathy Roberts, Liz Miller, Susan Haubecker, Mike Barbaccio, Skip and Jerry Nice, Denise Logan, and those we now name silently in our hearts or aloud on our lips.
JD.
Bring healing and relief to all, and give us hope in the promise of new and eternal life, where pain and suffering will be no more.
Gracious God, you call us by name and invite us to share your good news. Send your Holy Spirit among preachers, missionaries, and evangelists. We give thanks for the witness of your servant Luke the evangelist, whom the church commemorates today. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of praise, heaven and all creation declare your glory. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the whole universe show forth your goodness. Raise up devoted stewards of all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all, may your words of justice sound forth every place, in every place. Restore divided communities and nations with your reconciling truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of light, we pray for those living with pain, illness, isolation, grief, anger, or doubt. Join their voices in a new song, assuring them that you call them each by name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of truth, you show no partiality. May your spirit guide the work of justices, magistrates, court officials, and all vocations of the law, that your promise of restoration may be known. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Living God, as you raised Jesus from the dead, so raise up those who have died in you. We give thanks for their witness, confident of your rescuing welcome for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Listen as we call on you, O God, and enfold in your loving arms all for whom we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share of that peace in person or by electronic means. We also lift up in this time ourselves fully, our offerings of finance, of time, of our values. And now let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Live your lives rooted in Christ, rooted and built up in him and abound in thanksgiving. And the blessing of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
There are a couple reminders as you leave. Please take your bulletins with you as you depart the sanctuary by any rear door. Please observe social distancing and move to the parking lot where you can safely greet each other outside. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia.